are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So today's women often find themselves caught between traditional expectations and modern ambitions. From being a nurturing mother or a devoted wife to pursuing a thriving career or personal dreams, the challenge lies in balancing these roles without losing oneself. So in this discussion with Mrs. Chiakoma, there we're going to be looking at how women can navigate this balancing act with grace, drawing on both faith and wisdom as they fulfill their diverse roles in family, work, and community. Mrs. Chiakoma, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you today?
I am good. I just came out from a heated conversation, but yeah, I'm fine now. I hope that you're good.
I've just come out from a meeting as well.
We are the same. We are the same. Thank you for coming through. I'm going to ask that before we start, can you please do offer a word of prayer?
Shall we pray? Our gracious and loving Father above in heaven, thank you for the blessing of this day. Even as we begin this very important discussion concerning women, we pray that your presence may be with us. May this discussion help us to have a personal relationship with you and change some woman out there who is struggling with whatever they are going through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. When we're looking at women, Ma, you know, there are things that they're expected to do from the ages there, you know, but with time, these expectations from the society and from the community as well, you know, they're evolving. One of those, for example, would be that a woman's place is in the kitchen. I know this has been fought quite a number of times. We've seen that now that has evolved. Adding to that one, what are some of those, you know, traditional roles society has expected us as women to fill, and how have these expectations evolved over the time?
That's a good one, and I'm so excited because I'm a woman who has so many crazy expectations from out there. You know, one of the expectations, the traditional roles that that are expected from women is taking care of the sick, which is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing, but taking care of the elderly, taking care of the home, like you mentioned, taking care of the children, staying home. You know, we're expected to be primary caregivers. Taking care of our sick in-laws, you know. They don't even care whether you are directly related to them. People are expecting you to take care of those people who are sick. And so those are some of the expectations, the roles that are expected from us women. And how have they evolved? I think with time, you know, there are bills to pay, Zanele.
True.
Women have decided to say, you know, I can ask for help. I can look for people to help so that I can go out.
Yeah.
Also pursue a career for myself because I cannot just stay home 24/7 doing these roles. Yes.
Oh, we're losing her there.
Important that is expected of us. So women have found ways to navigate around these things by finding people to help so that they can go out there and fend for themselves.
So looking at, you know, these traditional roles, we would call them that for today, you know, and these modern, you know, aspirations, they, how can we honor both? Is it even possible? You know, here I am, I want to be a CEO one day of whatever company. I would want to have a doctorate, you know, but society is like, hey, la, the children here, you need to be doing homework. You need to be washing. You need to be doing this. There are some people, they don't even believe in washing machines. They need to wash everything.
I know.
They need to wash everything by hand, you know. So how do they, you know, honor both gracefully so and not make sure that there is a strife in between, you know, those particular roles there? Oh, we are losing Mrs. Chiakoma there.
So are you there?
Yes, yes. Welcome back. We are here.
Okay. I received a call. So I think it's very possible. It's very possible because at the end of the day, you need to set, it's about setting priorities. What do I want? I'm a mom. I'm supposed to do homework for the children. I'm supposed to clean. I'm supposed to wash. And then I come for work. You know, I've just run away from a meeting, by the way, because we have graduated. I have deadlines at work. So it's about setting priorities.
Okay.
It's possible. You create a schedule. And, you know, we need to be real. As women, we need to be real with ourselves. What am I able to do and what am I not able to do? So it's about setting priorities. You know that you cannot wash because you are here, you're at work full time. You find someone who can do that for you. There's nothing wrong in asking for help. We also need to learn time management. Very important. And so that you're not torn apart. It's very possible to be successful at home, and it's very possible to also be successful career-wise. And that's the reason why we have community. To help us. Because we cannot do it by ourselves. We have relatives. And, you know, I'm glad we're Africans.
Yeah.
We have these extended families who can come. We need to seek help and ask people to come and help. It's very possible to be successful at home and also to be successful career-wise. So you can do the traditional roles, yes. But you need to check out what can I do and what can I not do. Because if you try to do everything by yourself, you'll go into some serious depression and no one will notice.
Sure.
So let's set our priorities and see what we are able to do and what we are not able to do. What we are not able to do, we can delegate so that we can focus on what we are able to do. We cannot do it by ourselves. Yes, we are superwomen, but we do not have to prove a point. No. We are already superwomen.
When we study the Bible now, you know, do we find what the Bible says in terms of what the role of the woman is, and you know, the teachings that you're finding in the Bible? I always say this when I want to make this point: the word of God does not change, but no, the times evolve.
The times are-
Yes, right. So looking at the teachings from the word of God that have not changed, you know, what roles are they according to the Bible for the women?
So, you know, women are wives. We have a lot of women who were wives. Talk about the Sarahs, the Rebeccas, the Rachels. Women are supposed to be wives. They are daughters. They are all mothers. But then, at the same time, in Proverbs 31, we find this woman, the pro, and I've heard a lot of people saying the Proverbs 31 woman. Who was she? This woman. She did charity work. She was also a mother. She was hospitable. She was a wife. And so there are a lot of roles that women played in the Bible, that we are also playing at the moment. We are wives. We are daughters. My parents are expecting me to go visit them, to help them. You know, we are mothers. I have to wake up at 4 to prepare them to go to school. And so there are so many roles. There are so many roles that women are given in the Bible, which we are also going through at the moment. They're the same. And I always tell people to say, you know, the challenges that women went through back then, they're the same challenges that they're also going through. The expectations were them, just like we are also going through. They were just normal women like you and me. So the Proverbs that really stands out because, like the modern woman, she's hospitable, she does charity work, but she's also resourceful. This is like a working woman who goes out, fend for herself, find money, bring home, there's food in the house. So the Proverbs 31 woman is the modern woman. So the challenges that she was going through, those are the same challenges that you're going through now. So, yes.
So now we have the issue of self-care. Everywhere you turn now, we are told about your self-care. You are worth it. You know, how do we balance now, you know, prioritizing our self-care, prioritizing our spiritual growth while we are still juggling our families? The children need homework. The children need 1, 2, 3, 4. While juggling our careers, I have an assignment to do now. I need to graduate from school. While also juggling, Dorcas is around the corner. We have to go and distribute things. How do we juggle these things, you know, in this modern day?
Don't even remind me because I have to submit my research.
You will submit it.
I haven't even submitted yet. Yeah. And so now, when you look at all these things, Anele, they can crush you if you're not careful.
Okay.
Because you want to be superwoman at work, deadlines, you go home, you also want to do so much school, church, and everything. And I will say it again, I think we mentioned, you need to accept your needs. We cannot do everything at the same time. Check what is working and what is not working.
Yeah.
For me, some things can wait, Sanel. There are certain things that can wait.
Yes.
There's a time I actually had to put school on a side because I felt pregnant and had too much at work. I could not deal. I was going to get into some serious depression. Some things can wait. You know, there's this saying in Zambia where they say a train does not wait for anybody.
Yes, yes.
But after some time, I've realized to say the train will come back and find you where you left you.
Mm.
The train comes back. It does not go forever.
Mm.
So we need to be patient and kind. We need to be kind to ourselves and understand what is working and what is not working. Some things can wait. Mm. So again, it's about priorities. What can I do now, which is more urgent? This other one can wait. You know, I've reached a point where I stopped stressing about a clean house.
Mm.
Toys will be there. I'll skip them. I'll jump them.
Sure.
Because I am tired and I need to rest, because self-care is very important. In order for me to be effective at my workplace, I need to be happy.
Mm.
I need to be okay. In order for me to be effective at my church, I need to be happy. I need to be okay. If not, I will start traumatizing people and bullying people in church because I'm being stressed. So we need to assess our needs, find out what is working and what is not working. What is not working, eliminate it a little bit and concentrate on what is working. Then after some time, okay, you come back to what you left.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I love that, you know, because sometimes we chase things that end up making us to feel drained. And we're not saying that put everything on hold. No. We just say prioritize. And then if you see that, yes, the studying part is more important, prioritize that. If the other thing, you make those priorities there, because if we take everything same time being superwomen, we don't have those powers there. So looking at, you know, the friends that we keep, the communities that we find ourselves, ma, how can faith and having a supportive community, you know, help us as women to find balance and fulfillment in their varied roles? You know, sometimes we want to go on date nights with our husbands, but there's no one to stay and watch the children. Maybe that's where the community comes in. I don't know.
That's where comes in. You know, community plays a very important role in our lives.
Mm.
Especially in women's life.
Sure.
You know, when women come together and support each other, the results are truly transformative.
Mm.
You know, when we share our experiences with others, we get to learn how they manage to navigate society expectations.
Mm.
And it actually helps us realize that we are not alone in whatever we are going through.
Mm.
We share our experiences. And you know, as women, we're very emotional. We share, no, how did you go through this? We cry together. And then people come and, no, I did this. You know, I wanted to go out, but I could not. So I found someone to help me. And so we share our experiences like that. And you know, faith also helps us understand that we are not alone in whatever we are doing. God is there for us.
Mm.
Faith, by the way, it really changes us. And you know, when we include faith in our daily dealings, our thoughts, decisions, and relationships, it actually does. Have you ever been in a situation where you do so much in a day and then you sit on your bed, you lie on your bed and you're like, how did I manage to do all this?
True.
Like, how did I just get to do everything that I've done today? It's actually faith.
Mm. Mm.
And God is there for us, to pull us. You know, there's a way God comes to women. Someone posted on social media, and I really liked it. Said, you know, there's no woman who went to the mountains in the ancient days.
Mm.
It's to the mountains. Women remained in the kitchen, but God went to women in the kitchen.
Yeah.
He comes to us in our down moments because he knows the expectations that people have on us. He knows what we go through on a daily basis. And so he pulls us from that dark pit and just pushes us to do everything that we are able to do. So it's very important to have faith in everything that we do. And then community, very important.
Mm.
Community plays a very important role in women's life. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I love that as well. You know, when we are having that community, the example of the date night, that you're able to call your sister in the faith, you're like, hey, can I please drop off my kids? Or can you please watch my kids, you know? But when you don't have anyone, that's when now it starts scratching your head. You don't know what to do, you know? And also, remember, we're also tending to the marriage as well. We need to keep the fire alive. But now what would you do, you know? But I'm glad that now we are realizing, you know, the importance of having these communities to be with us there. So as we close, some strategies that you can suggest, I know you spoke about prioritizing as well, some other strategies that you can suggest in terms of, you know, having and setting those healthy boundaries between our traditional roles and our modern roles, you know, that we can follow as women.
I think it's very important to learn communication.
Mm-hmm.
We need to communicate. If you have a very tight schedule at work, communicate to your supervisor what you're able to do and what you're not able to do. Communicate with your spouse. There are some spouses who are crazy out there. They expect you to do everything. They expect you to wash, yet they are not hunting. communicate as well to your supervisor, even to your children. There are certain times children also want everything from us. Yeah. You sit and communicate, guys, I'm not able to do this at the moment. Can I be given some time? That's very important because we want to do everything even for our children. Communicate. And, you know, you set those healthy boundaries even with your supervisors. And also, you need to be intentional with who comes in your circle. Be very intentional with who comes in your circle. You need to have helpful people and kind people in your circle. And then also exercise patience. You cannot do everything at the same time. It's possible. You'll break down. You'll be toxic actually if you try to do everything. You'll be very toxic to your workmates, to your family, even to your husband. You know, even start resenting your spouse because and you can't deal. Then of course priorities. What do I want? If I cannot achieve this, I will not do it. If I cannot submit my assignment, I'll communicate. I'm busy here and there. If not, you say, okay, I'm going to do my school next year, because you cannot do everything by yourself. You're already superwoman and you do not have prove a point. And then above everything, involve God in whatever you do, in our plans. For me, really, it's about God. I tell God, you know, I think God even laughs at my prayers to say, Chipo, are you serious? I tell God. Because I'm like, God, I can't do, I am tired. And he always comes in our aid. We should not forget God in everything that we do as women, because our roles are really
true.
People expect so much from us and we cannot do it by ourselves. So we need to have supportive family, friends, even the church community. And then God should just be there for us. And he's always there for us, actually. So we should never forget God in our plans.
Sure. Indeed. You know, thank you so much for that one, Ma. I'm going to ask that. Can you please, pray? Let's pray for these women. It's a lot that we're doing here. We're juggling and sometimes we are harsh on ourselves. I'm guilty of that as well. We are harsh on ourselves. We're like, ish, I think I failed here. I think I've not failed there and everything else. So if you can just pray for us, you know, to have, that confidence. So we're okay, man. We're doing okay whilst doing all of these roles that are expected of us.
Yeah, thank you so much. And in closing, let me just say, we are doing so much, and you already mentioned it. We are doing so much. And we will not stop whatever we are doing. Let's continue doing it. And God will reward us at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because he has never done. Shall we pray? Our gracious and loving Father above in heaven, we want to say thank you for this lovely discussion that we had. You created women, and you love women, and you come to women. You know what we go through on a daily basis. Heavenly Father, we pray that you may come to our aid. Pull us from the dark holes that we are going through, from the depression, the anxiety, the busyness. Pull us from that hole, Heavenly Father, so that we can come out and be a light to everyone who is going through whatever they are going through. Continue blessing us and guiding us and providing for our physical, emotional, and social support in everything that we do. And I thank you that you have allowed us to have this discussion with my sister. And continue looking out for women who are going through pain at the moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Ma, for coming through to speak to us.
Thank you so much. Submit your assignment, please.
Please. Bye.
Bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.